was that tug of war this week?
Yeah, it was good. You know, team eight, my team won. We won. So, yeah, now tomorrow we're going to do finals versus the defense who won, which there's some discrepancies in who won that one. So we'll see who we got to go against. But it was fun, a good team bonding.
You've been working at guard when we've been out there. Have you worked at center at all?
I've been taking some center snaps in the drills and before practice. But, yeah, I've been mostly guard.
It's been a while since you were there. Did it come naturally again?
No, I mean, yeah, it's just something I have to continue to work at. Now I got to, you know, perfect my guard set and get back to honing in on my guard techniques. But so that's what OTAs are for in the summer.
What do you expect to be week one?
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Doug has been pretty awesome. I think on the offensive line he said some stuff even before workouts began. Is that brutal honesty good?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We don't want to get, you know, sugarcoated. Just tell it how it is and figure out how we need to get better. I mean, that's the main message, you know. I mean, that's pretty much it, yeah.
Is he a guy that, do you appreciate the brutal honesty in everything that he does, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, this business, you know, this profession is not, I mean, you got to be honest, and because that's how, there's no pitter-pattering around, you know. Let's figure out how to win, how to execute, you know, as a line, and then go from there.
But did it bother you to be called out?
No.
Not at all?
No.
What kind of strides do you think you made toward the end of last year?
I kind of started to figure out that position, you know, watching some of the better centers around the league, and then kind of working in this offseason, you know, doing that. But, I mean, there was tons of improvement for center, and you know, so we'll see what position I'm working at.
Who are some of the guys that you watched?
Well, I mean, Alex Mack, you know, Hudson, those kind of guys.
Fair or not, when people look at this team from the outside, they say the offensive line, they got to play better. You guys take that personally as a group, or does it not even factor in?
I mean, we hear it, but, I mean, that's just motivation to play better.
Is it actually motivation? You guys use that?
Yeah. I mean, we don't let the outside noise distract us, but obviously you're going to hear that. So yeah, I mean, we use it as motivation to get our together.
Brandon, with Brandon Albert not being here, yeah. Is that difficult at all when you have never had any – you've never played with him before?
Yeah. I mean, we're just playing with the guys we have right now. You know, obviously Brandon comes in, that'd be awesome, and then we'll start, you know, the cohesion with him. But, I mean, for right now, we're just playing with the guys we have.
Have any of you guys tried to reach out to him?
Well, I mean, we've had a couple connections with a couple guys.
Is this part of the offseason kind of frustrating for offensive linemen because you can't have as much contact as you'd like? Or are you looking forward to having that contact to kind of show, you know, the toughness of the line?
Yeah, I mean, to truly, you know, execute your blocks, there has to be some contact. So, right now, you're kind of just honing in on your technique. I mean, not yet. Again, we don't have the pads on or anything, but I'm sure he's going to be very special and help us out.
For Cam Robinson, you don't see a lot of guys that big in this league. Does he move like a smaller guy?
No, Cam's been doing a good job, and you know he wants to do is get better. You know, he's coming out every day. You know, listening to the older guys and stuff like that. So, I mean, he's been showing good strides. I mean, again, that Blake's been, you know, commanding the huddle, and you know, everyone's working on that together. You know, it's not just on Blake, but everyone coming together and standing up as an offense.
This is probably a little off-topic, but a lot of skill guys, you know, throughout the league, big deal to get those custom cleats and stuff like that. How come linemen, offensive linemen, don't care about that stuff?
I don't know. I don't care about that.
What do you feel you got? There's been a couple of players say that you guys are not where you're supposed to be at. Where you feel you at as a football team?
I mean, I feel like we're going in the right direction. You know, we started a great off-season program. We finally getting this culture turned around. And I think we're on the up and up. So, I mean, it's just from here on out, it's just going to keep getting better.
You and a couple other guys owed you 4 contract extensions. Are you finding that easy to separate that with the future?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really listen to all that. You know, I'm just on the field, and what I do on the field will hopefully speak for that.
So have you told your agent don't bother me with that?
Yeah, I mean, we're not talking about that right now.
But does it kind of put a focus on you know, you really taking advantage of your new position, whether you're a guard or center, either way?
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing both, so, I mean, I don't know where that market's going, but, I mean, now I'm playing guard, so we'll see.
Do you think you were far away from the Alex Max and the guys you watched when you came last year?
I think I was getting with them, you know. You know, again, I think – that was my first year playing center in the NFL. So, you know, getting another year under my belt can reach that.
How difficult is it to become greater in the league if you're moving around year after year?
I mean, I think you just go at it the same way. Whatever position you are, you go at it the same way every day. You know, the techniques might be a little different, but it's the same kind of process, like during the week and during that day. So it's just your mental state, I think, is how you can be great at multiple positions.